Tonight, Australian drug smugglers Andrew Chan and Muran Sukumaran have arrived on the prison island where they are scheduled to face the firing squad. The men were taken out of Bali's Kerobokan prison in a police armoured vehicle before dawn this morning. They've been placed in isolation cells while they wait for news about the timing of their executions. Both sides of federal politics have pledged to work together on tackling family violence. The opposition leader Bill Shorten has proposed a national crisis summit on domestic violence. While Prime Minister Tony Abbott stopped short of supporting that, he has agreed to meet Mr. Shorten to discuss his ideas. A former headmaster of the Sydney Boys' School, Knox Grammer, has told the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse he was unaware of his obligations under mandatory reporting legislation. Dr. Ian Patterson was headmaster there for nearly 30 years, during which time several students raised concerns about abuse by teachers and boarding house masters. He has admitted deliberately hindering a police investigation into sexual abuse at his school. And the Victorian government is looking at ways to avoid another koala cull after about 700 were put down around the Cape Otway region, southwest of Melbourne. Starvation from overpopulation has been blamed for the cull, which occurred in 2013 and 2014. The koalas were captured and sedated before being put down by wildlife officials.